This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A local craft distillery opens a new tasting room in Fishtown.
We do craft gin, rum, but we really focus on whiskey.
And they're partnering with regional farms to include as much local produce as possible in their mixers.
And as we move into the season, we'll be working on our famous fresh fruit slushies.
Keep it here to find out what else is on the menu.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in Fishtown at the brand new Manitani Steelworks with Jay Kosek, Director of Brand Operations, and Jennifer Sabatino, Director of Business Operations. So a bar in Fishtown. It's very tucked away. Jay, tell me a little bit about when it went into the development and the construction of this place.
Sure. So we're a local craft distillery, and we have multiple tasting room locations, and the one in Fishtown is the newest one. And we're really excited to join the neighborhood and become part of the community of local small businesses and craft producers that are making things in the area.
Describe the room.
So our tasting room here on 1321 North Lee Street is approximately 25 feet by 50 feet, something like that. But it's a tasting room, so it looks and functions a lot like a bar. And there's a great places for you to sit, have a cocktail before or after dinner or on your way to a show or after a show, something like that. And we're serving cocktails, local beer and wine, and all the cocktails are made with our own spirits.
Is this a new building or was this something before? I see the garage door. Is that just stylistically something that's new?
The garage door is new. Yeah, this was pretty much a cave before we moved in here. It was a gravel floor, kind of scary. But we're really excited to turn it into what we think is going to be a really nice space for people to hang out in.
Of course, the centerpiece is the bar. Tell me about this bar. How long is it? How many people can sit at this bar?
3,000 people can sit at this bar. No, it seats, Jennifer, correct me on this. Is how many people sit here? 20?
20
people can sit at this bar, and it's our signature copper top bar. You'll find a bar that looks just like this in all of our tasting rooms with reclaimed wood on the bottom and a nice copper shiny top.
All right, Jennifer Sabatino, tell us what's on tap.
So we are really excited to launch our new spring menu. You'll find this menu already in our other tasting rooms on East Passyunk and Ardmore in Pottstown, but we're really excited to release it here. We utilize as much local produce as possible, local farms, local fruit, and as we move into the season, we'll be working on our famous fresh fruit slushies, which you will be able to take and walk around with, which we are very excited about. You'll find a lot of our cocktails are really simplistic, but also really fresh, really delicious, really ingredient focused, but mostly more focused on the spirits that we make more than anything else.
So tell us about what you distill.
So we do craft gin, rum, but we really focus on whiskey. And we'll have many different types of four-grain American whiskey available, special releases every couple months, really great old-fashions, and really great whiskey cocktails.
What are some of your, aside from the old-fashioned, other whiskey cocktails or gin and other cocktails that you want to tell us about?
So in the efforts to utilize fresh produce, we do make a gin, cucumber, and mint cocktail that is really refreshing. We use a lot of lavender here. We do have a rhubarb, kind of like a Aperol spritz, but we're using local rhubarb instead and grapefruit bitters. What else do we have on the menu, Jay?
So in addition to signature cocktails that we rotate through seasonally, we have some classic cocktails as well. So you'll be able to see some things that are familiar as well as some things that are probably going to be new to you. And we're really excited to get a chance to be able to explain to you everything that goes into the cocktail. We make the juices ourselves, we make the syrups ourselves, and we make the alcohol components ourselves. So it's really neat to be able to tell somebody the entire story of their cocktail from grains growing in the field all the way to the glass that's sitting in front of them.
What's the difference between a typical bar and a tasting room?
So our tasting room is designed to showcase our products and the things that we serve, but also it has to do with the way we're allowed to operate as a business, as a craft distillery. So we are going to be focused entirely on serving our own spirits, as well as beers and wines that are also made in Pennsylvania.
And so when people come in, is there a certain experience, or do they just order whatever they want off the menu?
Oh, I mean, they can order whatever they want off the menu. I imagine Jennifer and her team are experts and can throw something together for you might like, but we'd prefer that you order off the menu because that's what we would suggest is a great option for you.
We spend a really good amount of time crafting this menu. It's a group effort with everybody on our staff. We spend an entire day where anybody that is on staff can bring ideas to the table, and we spend the whole day workshopping them. So when people come in and kind of need guidance or don't really know which way they want to go, we typically just say, pick what spirit you like to drink the most, and then pick the cocktail that goes with that spirit. Everything that we do, we're very confident that it's going to be delicious. The other thing that you're able to do is buy bottles of our spirits here in our tasting rooms. So the biggest part of being a tasting room is if you come in, I can give you a taste of one of our whiskeys or one of our gins if you are interested in purchasing the bottle, and you can purchase it here and walk right out the door with it.
What are you most excited with this opening?
New openings are always exciting. It's introducing new people to our brand. When you work for a distillery, it's not like you're coming to work as a bartender every day. You're coming to work as a representative of what we do. And what's really great for me and Jay is that we really love the spirits that are produced in Pottstown. Our distiller, Max, and the crew up there do such a great job. So it's really exciting for us to come to work and represent Manitowney behind the bar and talk to people about the fact that we are craft and that you can find us in liquor stores, and that all the cocktails that I make here, you can buy a bottle and it's very easy to replicate at home. That's what I'm most excited about, is introducing a whole new group of people to what we've been doing for the past 9 years.
Any challenges to opening your newest location?
Well, there's always challenges to opening a new location in terms of getting everything up and running, but the teams we've been working with have been doing a fantastic job getting everything put together. I think the biggest challenge for us is just making sure that everybody finds out about us and gives us a chance if they haven't tried our stuff before. Like Jennifer was saying, this is a new neighborhood for us that's going to be added along with Ardmore and Pottstown and East Passyunk. And no matter who you are or what you like to drink, we've got a seat for you, we've got a cocktail you'll like, and we've got a bottle that you can take home.
So this is Manitowney Stillworks number...
Four. Yeah. Four. Fourth location, yes.
Now, has COVID played an impact? Like, are people coming back to work? I know when people think about going out for a drink, they think about going out for a drink after work. Is that working for you? Or because I know people aren't, you know, fully, I don't know if they'll ever be fully back to work like they were before the pandemic.
Yeah, I think Jennifer.
Or maybe happy hour just starts earlier.
I mean, we do happy hour, and that has worked for us. I think what the pandemic did for us in regards to liquor stores closing is it really created a little bit more awareness of local brands in general. Because in Pennsylvania, local distilleries were the only ones selling alcohol. So if you look at the pandemic in that way, local distilleries were able to get a little bit more exposure than they had in previous times. I feel like people are back out in drinking, and it's showing in our other locations, and it's really exciting.
Whether or not they're actually going to an office, they're going out.
Yes, absolutely. They're ready.
I'm ready right now. Right, exactly. Jay Kosek and Jennifer Sabatino with Manitowney Stillworks in Fishtown at 1321 North Lee Street. Congratulations on your newest location.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. We're so excited.
Thank you, Hadass. It's great to see you here. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.